It's time for the weekly edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Tips to help you grow, protect, and conserve your wealth for generations to come.
The following is a rebroadcast of an earlier program.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy, here each and every week with financial news, analysis, and strategies to help you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind, alongside Scott Hardy and Jared Wicks, as usual. We're here for you this Saturday morning to help you understand what's going on in the markets and how to protect against the various risks that you face out there in the marketplace today.
And folks, I hate to interrupt, but Jeff is serious this week because he has actually rolled up his sleeves before we got started. So
yes, indeed.
He is serious.
Ready to go and dig right into this topic because there's a lot to cover here. You know, most brokers don't talk about a holistic plan. Most brokers are thinking in terms of this investment box, what kind of rate of return can I get? And frankly, that's what most investors want to ask. That's one of the top of mind questions that they have. And, you know, rate of return is an important aspect of a portfolio, but it is not the only aspect. And considering that and making decisions based on that in a vacuum can be detrimental. And so, you know, you've got to take other things into consideration, not just rate of return, but downside protection, because really rate of return is what comes from that ultimately, right? To avoid losses, as Warren Buffett says, you know, rule number one, don't lose money. And that's how he, over time, makes money, is to not lose it. But another aspect there is you could do a great job in that area, rate of return, right? You could do a terrific job there and make all kinds of money, but ignore the tax component of those savings to your detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we sit today. We're about to start hearing Christmas music on the radio overhead in the shopping malls and so forth. This year is three quarters of the way gone. Where in the world did it go? But there's still time to make some hay with this year in terms of the tax planning gift that was given to us last December. You know, what a Christmas present that was, if you understand what it is. But if you haven't taken advantage of it yet, you're going to want to pay particular attention this morning because, you know, once 2018's gone, the tax implications of that are the doors closed and you cannot go back and revisit it. And really, as you work toward what we call the 0% tax bracket in retirement, you've got to take steps along the way to make it happen. This is a big elephant to eat, getting to the 0% tax bracket. Guys, when we talk about this isn't some tax dodge scheme we're talking about. We're going to have you pay your taxes. We're just recommending you get them paid when they're the cheapest. Right? We're all bargain shoppers here. In this, you know, we love to find a bargain.
Sure.
Even if you got expensive taste, you want to pay the least you have to get that. So why would you do any different in terms of paying your taxes? Why would you willingly pay full retail price when you can essentially buy your tax, pay your tax bill off when they're on sale? And that's what we're talking about. At Kennedy Wealth Group, we spend a lot of time covering this aspect of a holistic financial plan, because if you wake up in retirement with that $1 million nest egg, you know you got to pay some tax on it, but you think you're only going to have to pay 20 or 25%, and it ends up being 40 or 50%, that could be very problematic. So stay tuned this morning because we're going to make the case as to why taxes will likely be higher in the future, maybe substantially so. Some experts are saying, Jared, maybe double in our near lifetime here. I mean, we'll see big rates of taxation because of various factors that are coming around the pike that are right there, but the can keeps getting kicked down the road and nobody seems to be doing anything about it in Washington.
Sure, there's two sides to the ledger, and we can keep growing the economy and try to bring in more tax revenue for Uncle Sam. But those expenditures, we really don't have much direct control over. at all. And a doubling of the tax rate sounds excessive. It sounds like a worst case scenario, but we don't have to go too far back in United States history to where, you know, the top marginal tax rates were essentially double what they are now. I mean, we're talking, you know, maybe back around the 60s or so.
Yeah, there's a guy by the name of Ed Slott. He's a CPA, and he's on PBS television a lot doing, financial show. But he's been one of the loudest voices out there and proponents for people to take charge of their tax lives. You know, most CPAs will try to get you to put money in an IRA this year, you know, save some money on your taxes and so forth. And there's a misconception about that. Most CPAs, with the best of intentions, are trying to save taxes, but you're really not saving taxes, if you think about it, by putting money away and deferring that tax to another day. Because IRAs and 401ks, 403bs and the like, they all do two things. You know, there's different rules and regs for each, but they all have two things in common. One is they defer the tax payment today to another year whenever you pull the tax out, and the money that comes out of those accounts is taxed at ordinary income rates during the year in which you pull it out at some point in the future. Those two characteristics define qualified plans. Defer the tax payment today, but you will pay it at ordinary income tax rates in the future. So what does that mean? You know, we just had tax reform in December. Tax rates came down. Tax rates fluctuate. They can come back up, and they are scheduled to come back up in 2026, January 2026. So we really only have an 8-year window, one of which is about to go by, to take smaller bites out of this elephant over eight years. Take 8 small bites rather than 7 larger ones, or 5 or 4, or you get to the end of the time frame and you go, oh, shoot, I should have taken care of this. Now it's a big bite. It's not as cheap to pay those taxes, pay that freight as you go. The potential negative unintended consequence of that, you know, very well-intentioned strategy to put money in an IRA this year so you can save money on taxes, is that you may pay more tax down the road. Now, I know it's counterintuitive to pay your taxes before you have to, before they're really due. As taxpayers, that's anathema to us. We don't want to pay taxes before we have to. But if you take a step back and look at the big picture and understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and what you're trying to accomplish is get to retirement with the most spendable dollars you can. Pretty simple, right? Seems simple.
Mm-hmm.
Most people only equate that to rate of return, however. You got to consider also in there risk mitigation, and you got to consider the tax component of that, because if you get there with the pile of money you think you need, but it's taxed at a different rate than you thought, much higher, that's going to be problematic. Ed Slott goes on to, he says, our government will soon need a huge cash infusion to meet its commitments. And it will have no choice but to raise taxes on those of us who have worked hard, sacrificed, saved, and played by the rules. And that's what disturbs me the most, I think, is that the ones that are going to get punished are the ones who were doing the prudent thing. They were saving, they were sacrificing, putting some of their earnings aside every month of their working lives, building up these big piles of assets and qualified plans that have never been taxed. And you think about what a bunch of low-hanging fruit that is for the government. I mean, that's a good pension plan for Uncle Sam, right? I mean, that's essentially Uncle Sam's pension plan, and he gets to define the terms at any given time in the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So when he decides he needs more money, he just kind of raises his cut of the partnership. That seems a little dicey to me. I wouldn't want to leave my future retirement up to that, because you know what? You're only going to find out when it's too late, more or less.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing some some planning. You know, those of us who have saved most diligently will soon realize that a substantial chunk of those tax-deferred retirement savings that we have, they're just sitting ducks for Uncle Sam, he says. And, you know, even if, says Ed Slott, even if you think you are prepared with a plan, and many people think they are because, Jared, they've got their 6 to 10 mutual funds in their portfolio that they're they've been told is very diversified, and they think they're all good to go. They've got it all covered. Even if you think that you have a plan, if that's your plan, it's really unlikely that you do have. In fact, in most cases, Ed Slott has seen, you know, hundreds of thousands of different types of planning. And he says the kind of planning that you need to do now is to avoid the oncoming tax disaster train. And this is just not being done by most advisors. So if you haven't heard this conversation with your broker, you need to look into this and see what it is that you can do to get yourself prepared for that. Because the 0% tax bracket, guys, that's a real thing. I mean, you know, we've got various tools that you can use to get there. Of course, you're going to need to move it out of qualified plans and into things that are never taxed again. Roth, for example, is one of our favorites. Certain types of cash value life insurance, if you need it above what you can fund a Roth through, that helps as well. but we'll get into it this morning. I don't want to, you know, bog people down with numbers too much, but the amount you can move this year compared to last year is double what it used to be under a lower tax bracket. I mean, you can go way up there in terms of moving money now for about as cheap as you're probably ever going to see it. And I think that's a very, very important thing for people to consider in their overall portfolio. This is the kind of things that we do at our Kennedy Wealth Group offices. You know, we do pretty in-depth analysis, which is... I just had 3 or 4 new meetings this week with folks who are like, man, this isn't like anything I've ever seen before. You guys go in depth. And I'm like, well, that's what it takes if you're going to cover all the bases.
Yeah.
You know, just having a what kind of rate of return can you get for me conversation is pretty simple. Doesn't always play out, but it's pretty simple. But doing the bigger picture planning, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's the real deal. And if you would like to sleep better at night knowing you've got all those bases covered, you should give us a call at Kennedy Wealth Group and let us just do that analysis for you. Give us an hour and a half of your time. It might take you a little more to do the homework that you need to do, but hey, you know, is it worth it to you to have that sleep insurance, so to speak? If you're interested in getting that analysis and you'd like to be sure that you've got all these bases covered, at least you've addressed them, and maybe you find out, oh, I've got it all covered anyway, but wouldn't that be valuable use of your time? Give us a call at Kennedy Wealth Group, 217-221-1300, 217-221-1300. It's right here in Quincy, or check us out on the web at kennedywealthgroup.com. When we come back, we'll talk more about this, the reasons behind why taxes are probably going to have to go up substantially in the future. Don't leave it your retirement future to chance. Stick with us. We'll be right back on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. We're here helping you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. We're talking about taxes this morning, fellas. Taxes, it's not even tax season. Why are we talking about this? Because you got to plan ahead, right? You can't wait till the last minute. So doing some tax planning, that's important for you to keep your wealth intact, to be able to end the day with as many spendable dollars as you need to live your lifestyle in retirement. That's what we're talking about. That's the essence of it. You know, piles of money without considering the tax aspects, tax implications, are not very useful. And here's the thing about that. If you've got a number that you need to have, a number of dollars to produce so much income to meet your lifestyle needs in retirement, and you don't know what those never taxed dollars are going to be taxed at when they come out, you really don't know how much money you have. So you think you're there, but you don't know for sure.
Right.
I think that's one of the concepts that gets missed quite a bit, is that aspect of it has to be taken into consideration in order to know how much. People come in the office all the time, and here and in Lafayette, Jared, and down in the office in St. Louis, they're like, well, can I retire? Do I have enough money to retire? Well, I don't know what enough yet. Let's talk about that. What goes into that? Well, did you do a budget? No, I haven't done a budget yet, but I got a number here. I mean, I'm just told $1 million. Well, is it the one for you or not? I don't know. We got to have a budget. And then what your risk tolerance is as far as what we can do to get rate of return for you to spin off income and protect the principal and so forth. So you get all those things there. And if you've done all that analysis and you come up with a real number, but you still haven't considered what your tax rate might be in the day, and you don't get yourself to the 0% tax bracket, then you could be in big trouble. So we keep talking about this 0% tax bracket. I want to mention, you can get a copy of this book by calling our office if you're interested. It's called The Power of Zero, and it does talk about a lot of the things that we are talking about here and that we talk about on a regular basis in the classes we teach at the junior college here, John Wood, and the conversations we have in our conference room. The Power of Zero is, of course, referring to the 0% tax bracket. And if you call in and reserve a session to talk with us about it and learn more about it, no obligation, no cost to you to do that, we'll give you a copy of the book. It's a nice, easy read, less than 100 pages, and it summarizes very well what we're talking about here. And so give us a call if you'd like that, 217-221-1300. Set up that appointment, 217-221-1300. We'll get you to our office, and you can set up that appointment for the review at your convenience. But don't waste too much time. I mean, we're in the fourth quarter now, guys. 2018 will be bye-bye before we know it. The holidays will be here and nobody will be interested in doing anything. So really don't have a full 90-day quarter left. You got to start getting after this. If you want to start making your way toward the 0% tax bracket, now is the time. Carpe diem, as they say. Seize the day and you take control of your financial assets. You know, it's important. There's a guy by the name of David Walker who used to be the Comptroller General of the United States. He's the head CPA, if you will, the CFO of the USA. He was served in that position under Clinton and then Bush. And in 2008, he left his job there because he got so frustrated. Nobody in government was listening to him. Nobody in Congress was listening to him as he said, hey, we got problems here. He's waving his hands. He's standing on his soapbox saying, hey, with the debt and the demographics, you know, the boomers, they're coming and putting stress on the system in retirement. We may see tax rates that have to double. They have to go up. They may even double on us. And that's not just him. CBO says that and other sources. But he says there's one simple reason why, one little four-letter word that says for sure we're going to see higher taxes in the future. And he said that four-letter word is math. It's just math. I mean, the math doesn't lie. When you've got $21.5 trillion now in debt at the federal level, and debt at state and local government levels in similar fashion, and the states and government and local governments can't print money to get their way out of it. So you got debt, you've got all these unfunded liabilities as the boomers are coming into their own in retirement. You know, we're not even to the wave hasn't even crested with the boomers yet. We're about 4 years away, 3-4 years away from the biggest birth rates, starting in 1956. Folks who were born in 56, and then 57 was the biggest year, followed by 58, 59, 60, 61. So there were 6 years there where we had over 4.2 million births per year. That's the big wave, and those folks will be turning 65 here beginning in 3 years. And then the stress will really come on. But David Walker says, Jared, we may see a doubling of the tax rate in the future. You know, it seems all hunky-dory now. America's been made great again. Tongue-in-cheek. I mean, the good things are happening. There's good growth. There's good earnings. There's lots of good things happening. But there are bigger picture things that need to be taken into consideration when you're doing a holistic financial plan.
Sure, the money outflows have not been addressed. That's not something that was taken care of in that tax cut in end of last year. And like I said, we're intentionally decreasing the revenue, at least short term, coming in, but that done absolutely nothing to address the outflows. And that $21 trillion you mentioned about, that's what we've already racked up. We look at what is projected just based upon current spending rates and growth estimates, and that number is going to continue to climb significantly unless something gets a hold of us. We have very little control over that. So the things that we're talking about in our own personal situations, the people that have worked hard, saved money, put it away, they're still leaving a lot of their retirements up to circumstances beyond their control. So the ideas that we're talking about are finding ways to put that control, how that money is spent, how much you're going to pay in taxes and when, taking that control back, take back the control for your own financial future.
And just one specific example, Scott, to put it in perspective, is the Social Security system. You know, when that came into being in the 1930s, 1935,
yeah,
there were 42 workers per retiree. So 42 people paying in for everyone taking out. That's now down to less than 3 to 1.
And not only that, at the time it was established, the payout was to folks at age 65. Mm-hmm. Well, the average life expectancy was 62.
Absolutely. It's a great point you make. So, you know, back then they didn't really expect very many people to take a payout at all. And if you did actually start taking or getting a benefit, you only did so for 2 or 3 years maybe. So Social Security was pretty solvent back in the day, and that was fine. But now, you know, if you study the Social Security system, you could have, you know, you get not only the people who earned a wage, but you got non-working spouses, and in some cases you may have 2 or 3 or more non-working spouses who are divorced from that one worker's, you know, record, working record, I'm sorry. There's a lot of stress on the system, less than 3 to 1, and it's quickly going to 2 to 1 as the boomers hit the retirement system and start taking their Social Security benefits. That aspect alone will make you pause, but Medicare will make Social Security seem like a walk in the park. It dwarfs Social Security. Again, think of what your knee cost to get done. Think of what, you know, your bunion surgery or your cancer or your whatever. What does it cost these days? It's out of control. And it's healthcare for all over age 65. It's going to get expensive, folks. And where will they get the money? Where's the government going to get the money for this? They're not known inside the Beltway for doing the hard thing, right? That's why the can keeps getting kicked down the road year after year, election cycle after election cycle. Promises are made and then broken once they get in. No, they're going to do the easy thing, right? Well, what's the easy thing? Go pick that low-hanging fruit out of those qualified plans. Your qualified plan, your IRA that you've got building up, you feel good. You feel confident about it. It's really grown over the last few years. you know, we've just passed the 10-year anniversary mark on the financial crisis, but it seems like it was 3 decades ago, right? Everything's Happy days are here again. So your balance is good in there, right? But Uncle Sam's share of that could change in a heartbeat. Are you willing to risk that? If you'd rather not, if you'd rather get to a position where you don't care if tax rates go up, but you don't even care if they double because you have done the prudent thing and gotten yourself, you've done everything you can do to not only save a lot and make good money on that, those savings, but to protect those savings so that you can have the most spendable dollars in retirement by considering the tax aspect of that. It's so important, I can't really overemphasize it. I want you to take time today, write down this number, 217-221-1300, 217-221-1300, and give our office a call over and at the Kennedy Wealth Group here in Quincy. You can get an analysis done for free. It'll be a great exercise for you. If you're thinking about retiring in the next 5 to 10 years and you haven't done any of this kind of planning, now is the time. While markets are high, it's a great time to think about how to reposition things to protect those gains that you've gotten. A lot of important things to be talking about right now, other than patting yourself on the back and saying, look how great these things have done over the last few years. That feels good, but it can all melt away in a big hurry. So don't let that happen to you. Give us a call, 217-221-1300, or check us out on the web at KennedyWealthGroup.com. Stick with us to the bottom of the hour here. We'll be back with more on this topic. It's so very important. If you missed any of this show, go out to the WT80 website and listen to the full podcast. It'll be out there on Monday afternoon, I think, right? Yeah.
Later this morning, as a matter of fact.
Later this morning. Well, thank goodness. You are on it, sir.
I try.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be right back on WT80. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy. We are here helping you with your financial well-being, your financial future, with strategies to help you protect those that wealth and the legacy that you will leave behind. You know, we talk a lot about legacy, guys, in the office. And I think there's no better legacy, financial legacy, than to live it out, live that. That's why we call it legacy living, right? And show that to your kids and grandkids so that this can go on generationally. I mean, that's the wealth that should be passed down. It's that wisdom, I think, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice to be able to pass down money, particularly if you're getting yourself set up in the 0% tax bracket. I mean, because, you know, those of us who are approaching retirement, you know, here in 2018, I think we will see, according to David Walker and others, we will see higher tax rates and probably substantially so. But man, when you look at what the kids and grandkids are going to be, you know, facing, if you want to send money to them the most efficient way, send it tax free to their future, and you do that with Roth IRAs, 401ks, those, you know, everything Roth, and properly designed cash value life insurance. Not every one of those policies is created equal. You have to be very, very picky on how you use those tools. But they're powerful. You know, it's kind of like fire. It's a super powerful tool. It's very useful for many things, but you can get burned if you do it the wrong way. And that's true of cash value life insurance. You really need a guide for that, and you got to have the right chassis, if you will. But there's great tools for doing that. And not only does life insurance have great tax benefits, but it also, of course, has great leverage at just the time you need it, time of death. You know, cover estate planning and leverage it up just for leveraging up the estate for the next generation. Because as David Walker, who was the Comptroller General of the United States, says, you know, the these unfunded liabilities that we have and the debt and the demographics and all that sort of thing suggest that we could see tax rates that are double what they are today. Now, another example of why that is even possible is if you just look at, there's a CNN story here from back in 2012 that suggested 76, or didn't suggest, it stated 76 cents of every tax dollar that the United States brings in, just to put kind of in perspective what's going on here, goes to cover four items. 76 cents out of every dollar covers Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the national debt. That's in 2012. It was projected at that time that it would be, by 2020, 92 cents on it out of every dollar. Now, 2020, even today, seems like it's way out there just when you say that, 2020, to me, right? I mean, but we're almost in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But still, having spent most of my life in the previous century, 2020 seems like a long ways away. Just, it's hard to get your brain wrapped around, but it's just around the corner. And as I've looked at this and tracked it over the years, we're tracking right on pace for that, to be at 92 cents on the dollar for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the national debt, because all of those liabilities are growing. As we talked about earlier, the wave of the crest of the wave of the boomers hasn't even hit the shore yet, so to speak, if the shoreline is age 65.
Right.
Okay. So, if you're spending 92 cents of every dollar on those four things, that leaves 8 cents for everything else, right? The Navy, the Congress, the Federal Highway Administration Bureau, the Federal Aviation Administration, the IRS, some things we could, you know, we could trim some fat maybe, and on and on and on, the Park Service, the Air Force, the Army, the, you know, Coast Guard, mm-hmm. all that stuff, 8 cents out of every dollar. Where are they going to get the money for that? Where are they going to get the money to fill that shortfall? Probably from your IRA, if you're not careful. You say, well, I mean, come on, taxes could never double. You guys know, because you've been hearing me talk about this forever, and Jared, you guys are teaching class over there. You know, right now you've got classes going on in the Lafayette office. The highest marginal tax rate in this country, 94%. 94%.
Wasn't that back in the 40s?
Yeah, it was. It was, well, Ronald Reagan was making movies back then. And that's when he said he became a fiscal conservative. He you know, it was like, doesn't make any sense. You had to make $200,000 back then to be in that top marginal bracket. He said, and he would do that. He'd only, if you look at his filmography or his, and from his book, I think he said he only worked half a year because he'd make a couple hundred thousand in half a year, and then he'd quit because it didn't make sense to work past that and give 94 cents of every dollar to the federal government, and he didn't even get to keep the other 6 cents. Right. State of California took the rest, so he'd be working for nothing. Now, people don't realize tax rates have been above 50% in this country for more than they've not been, if you look at a history of tax rates.
Mm-hmm.
So there's precedent there. And, you know, people, taxpayers complain endlessly about how high tax rates are now, but if you look at them in perspective, they're on sale. But they've hit the bottom in the 80s. You remember we had a tax rate, federal tech top tax rate of 28% in the late 80s, and it's been creeping up since. Now we got a gift back in December. We got a rollback, and not only did we get a change in rate, but we got an expansion of the brackets. Okay, so we used to have a 10, a 15, 25, 28, and a 33% bracket. Okay, the top five, or the first five brackets, 10, 15, 25, 28, 33. And you were into the 33% bracket with just $233,000 of income. you could go all the way up to $315,000 this year and still be in the 24. That's twice as much as you could have done, and you're still below the 25% bracket. I mean, it only took 75 grand to get in the 25% bracket last year. 75 grand, 76, 75, 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 25% bracket, you can go all the way to 315,000 in 2018 and then up until 2026 and be at less than 25. You'd be in the 24. That's on sale. That's a big chunk of moving. If you've got $1.5 million IRA out there that you want to get to the 0% tax bracket, you now have some big bites you can take out of that elephant. And folks are doing that. We're getting people to the 0% tax bracket in our offices, and they're excited about it. It takes some work, though. So, you know, the sooner you get started, the easier that will be. A journey of 1,000 miles gets started with the first step. That first step is to give us a call at Kennedy Wealth Group and get your analysis done and get your plan put together and get after it. There's not much time left in 2018 to get this done, so do it now. Give us a call, 217-221-1300. Get a copy of this book, The Power of Zero, when you come in, and you can read up on it, get more details, and remind yourself what you heard here today. You can also hear more of the show if you missed any of it on the podcast at WTAD.com. We got one more segment this morning to talk about this with you, and I can't emphasize enough how important it is to go ahead and take that step. Give us a call, 217-221-1300. One more segment on Legacy Living Financial Strategies this morning. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy. We got Scott Hardy and Jared Wicks with you this morning. We're talking about creating a holistic financial plan. You know, hope is a virtue, Scott. But it's not that great of a plan, really.
No, not really.
And that's what we're trying to help people understand here this morning. And as we discuss these concepts with folks in our conference room, you know, cautious optimism, that's always going to be a long-term winner. That's what we try to help people grasp, and we build portfolios that operate that way. You know, we're optimistic, cautiously so, on the markets as they sit today. Things are good, and you want to be participating in that. But, you know, you want to be able to protect at the same time. So what's your strategy for getting out of the markets when the stuff starts to hit the fan, you know, because it will again. There's nothing new under the sun. There's the business cycle isn't different this time. It has been artificially tampered with by central banks around the globe, and so that can continue, but not forever. It could continue short term, another year or two, three on the very, very outside, most experts I read say. But cautious optimism will be that winner in the long term, because you can have been in passive stuff and just indexes, and you're all much higher now, and then watch it all evaporate quickly. That buy and hold portfolio in today's world is neither cautious nor really that optimistic long term anyway. So as I say, hope is really not a strategy, but that's what people are doing. If you just want to sit on this index fund and think it'll just go up forever, that's hoping, and that's not gonna get you there. So, you know, that is part of the conversation. We've talked a lot today about taxes. Hopefully people have gotten the gist of what we're trying to say, Jared, that taking taxes into consideration is huge, because if you don't, you don't really know how much money you have.
No idea. It's difficult to project, what your expenses are going to be. And when we meet with new clients, we have them sit down and look at their current expenses and project what they're going to need. But there's so many variables in there and what their potential expenses are going to be. Then you compound that with what you just mentioned there. You don't know how much of that Uncle Sam is going to take. And when you start breaking it down piece by piece like that, it's difficult to project whether or not you have enough for retirement, unless you are able to take control back of those expenses, how that money goes out and when.
Yeah, and speaking of taking back control of things, don't let the bear eat too much of your stored up savings, right? Right now, Jared, we talked last week a lot on the show about 7, 10, and 12-year probable returns for equities, but they're pretty high, and looking at forward-looking return projections, not that optimistic for sure, to be very gracious about it. But not only that, bonds are also in a dicey place, so people need to be careful in that area too. That's not the safe haven that they've always thought it would be.
No, there's a huge potential pitfall there as far as your stock positions go. Those index funds that we've all been riding for the past 8 or 9 years, inertia is going to carry people through, over the peak, well into the next bear market. If you have that balanced 60-40 portfolio where only 60% are in stocks and 40% are in bonds, that 40% bond position is unlikely to provide the cushion that it has during bear markets of the past. Just this past week, the Fed raised the prime rate another quarter point. Now that, immediately that means we're all just going to be paying more interest on the credit card balances we have. But longer term, if longer term rates follow in suit, those your bond positions aren't going to play out very well. If you paid $1,000 for a bond that's paying 3%, and here in the next few months, same bonds are being issued at 4%, no one's going to want to pay $1,000 for that bond if you need the cash. And it's not like they're just going to take a buck off. It's exponential.
Right.
Rates go up 1% and you're carrying 20, 30 year bonds. You may only get, $700 or $800 for that $1,000 bond. And that could have great a negative impact on your spending power going forward for the long term.
Well, and the thing a lot of people don't think about either, Scott, is, as Jared's mentioning, you own that bond for $1,000. Most people don't buy their bonds that way. Most people own them in the form of mutual funds. And mm-hmm. you don't have any control over whether you sell that $1,000 bond for $700 or not. If it's in a mutual fund and that manager gets a bunch of redemption requests for the fund, he's got to sell and sell into that discount, which is detrimental. And people think, oh, I can't lose money in bonds. Yes, you can. Your principal is not protected there, so to speak. Now, if you own the bond itself, sure, you can wait it out. As long as you don't need access to that principal, you'll still get paid. You'll just lose some opportunity cost there. But these are all things that have to be taken into consideration. And this is one of the reasons we use a lot of non-liquid alternatives in the senior loan space and the real estate space and private equity and so forth, because as a non-traded hard asset, more or less, you as an investor are kind of protected from yourself and not allowed to sell in the midst of that kind of chaos, because that's the time you want to be buying. When there's blood in the streets, that's when the opportunities happen. That's when you really make your money long term. And so for a portion of our portfolios that we put together, we love to use hard assets like that are non-liquid, that allow us to be, as we coined the phrase a few weeks ago, the term to be a thrivalist, not a survivalist, not just survive those times, but to thrive during those times. And in order to do that, you've got to have some dry powder. You've got to have some assets that will continue to pay you consistently through that, even though the value of those assets may be down, but you don't sell. You're not one of those sellers at a discount. You are because you've done some planning and you've taken a proactive stance, you now are that thrivalist who is picking up those assets that the scared folks, the sheep, are selling. I mean, it just is what it is. That's the arena in which you play. You're on this playing field. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, this is the playing field on which you have to operate in your financial world, if you will envision it that way with me. Okay, so ignoring the rules or pretending like they're not, that you're not on the field, is not going to prevent you from getting tackled. Okay, but planning ahead, having the right gear, getting off the field at the right time, whatever you might want, analogy you might want to use, but doing so when the sun's shining is probably the best plan. That's what we will recommend for you if you come in to the Kennedy Wealth Group and want to take a look at something that's different from what you've been getting, and certainly different than what you had the last two times the market crashed. If you're not doing something different than that, then, that's the definition of insanity. Sorry, I just had to go there. Because time's limited, I don't have time to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about. If you want to get that analysis done, I encourage you to do that today. We're almost in the fourth quarter. It starts on Monday, folks. Write this number down. Give us a call on Monday. 217-221-1300 here in Quincy, 217-221-1300. Do this soon. The holidays will be here before we know it. We'll be listening to Jingle Bells, and Santa will be making his way down Madison Avenue or whatever it is in Manhattan. So give us a call, and we will give you that no-cost, no-obligation consultation and get you some better sleep insurance. Thanks for being with us this morning. We will talk to you next week.
Join us next week for another edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Every Wednesday at 8:50 and Saturdays at 9. Right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD.
Registered rep, broker, dealer, Center Street Securities. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services through Center Street Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Kennedy Wealth Group and CSA are independent of CSS.